Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
Okay, so this is in the chapter, the 20 secondary delusions. So distraction is a secondary delusion. And the definition of distraction is a deluded mental factor that wanders to an object of delusion. It's horrible. Like it starts off with delusion and it ends with delusion. Okay, so the definition of distraction is a deluded mental factor that wanders to an object of delusion. Okay, I'm going to keep reading, but it doesn't get any better. The teaching is flawless. What I mean is distraction. Because we have a tendency to just kind of feel like they're not that big of a deal. Yeah, I'm a little distracted. Yeah, but I'm a good person. You know? How harmful are they? A little distraction. Distraction makes us lose our concentration on our spiritual practice by causing our mind to wander to a contaminated object, such as a samsaric place, body, or enjoyment. Okay, let's think about this for a minute. Distraction makes us lose our concentration on our spiritual practice or our Dharma practice. So it's through concentrating on Dharma that we make progress on the spiritual path, right? And as we learned, even in the Precious Human Life meditation I read in the first teaching, Venerable Geshe says it is following the spiritual path alone that leads to pure and everlasting happiness. Okay, so it's through concentrating on Dharma that we progress along the spiritual path, which alone leads to pure and everlasting happiness, which is actually what we've always wanted. So distraction makes us lose our concentration on our spiritual practice. Okay, so it obstructs our progress on the spiritual path, which alone leads to the fulfillment of our deepest wishes. It obstructs that immediately. And it causes our mind to wander to a contaminated object. So contaminated objects are created by delusions and karma. Their nature is suffering. So distraction obstructs our progress on the spiritual path that leads to pure and everlasting happiness. It causes our mind to wander to objects that will give rise to suffering. So is that innocent? Is that no big deal? That sounds horrible to me. It's the opposite of what we want every day from the depths of our heart. We don't want to suffer, and we want to be happy all the time. And yet, we allow distraction to remain within our mind. It causes us to lose our concentration on our spiritual practice and makes our mind wander to contaminated objects, which are the nature of suffering. The object of distraction can be any object of anger, an object of attachment, or an object of ignorance. So the objects of our distraction are mental poisons. It can be an object of attachment, an object of anger, or an object of ignorance. So we probably know that in our formal meditation, we are often distracted by objects of attachment. And at that time, we can call that mental excitement. But not just in formal meditation, also in our daily life. Without much control over our mind, then our mind is always wandering to objects of attachment. So, for example, and by the way, I'm going to preface this by saying, this is not criticism. It's just, it's interesting to see how easy it is to develop distraction. Okay? So, for example, when we're happy to enjoy our temporary pleasures, which are the pleasures of samsara, you know, through beautiful forms, sounds, smells, tastes, and objects of touch, okay, while ignoring or forgetting dharma practice, at that time we're distracted. Okay? So how easy is that to be distracted? You know, and if we really understand the nature of distraction, we understand just how harmful and dangerous that is. Okay, so we know our objects of attachment, and we also know our objects of anger. Venerable Geshe says we should also know that the things we normally see are the objects of our ignorance. So that's very interesting. So here's a question you can think about. If we assent to the things we normally see, believing they're true, are we distracted or not? Maybe this distraction thing is a big problem. Big problem. And Venerable Geshe ends the comment. It's interesting because this commentary is very brief, but there's so much in here. So the very last sentence in the commentary to What is Distraction, Venerable Geshe says, distraction is the worst obstacle to our spiritual development. Distraction is the worst obstacle to our spiritual development. So the worst obstacle to our spiritual development, it's not our family. Okay. The worst obstacle to our spiritual development is not our responsibilities at work. The worst obstacle to our spiritual development is not our noisy neighbor. The worst obstacle to our spiritual development is not even some physical sickness or disease. The worst obstacle to our spiritual development is in our own mind. It's frightening. But from one point of view, good news, because we can do something about it through our guru's blessings and through practicing dharma. Okay? We need to be patient because it's a big job, but we need to be able to recognize clearly what is distraction, understand how it is interfering with my progress on the spiritual path, how it is creating so many problems, because distraction is wandering to objects of delusion. So what do delusions do to us just every day, let alone from life to life? Just every day, what do our delusions do to us? Well, delusions always interfere with our mental peace, which means they destroy our happiness and they cause physical and mental pain. None of this we want. So distraction is always leading us to the opposite result of what are our deepest wishes. Okay? So then we understand. Distraction is the worst obstacle to our spiritual progress, our spiritual development.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into Timeless Wisdom of Modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.